Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Hello, I'm Michelle Edwards, a member of First Lutheran Church, and today I'm reading from chapter 10 in the Gospel of Mark, verses 17 through 31. As he was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." He said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these since my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go, sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were greatly astounded and said to one another, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals it is impossible, but not for God. For God, all things are possible." Peter began to say to him, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news who will not receive 100-fold now in this age, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children, and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." Jesus spent a lot of the time we call his ministry years talking about the kingdom of heaven, eternal life in heaven with God. He described it, talked about how it was more important than anything else, and how every person needed to shift their focus to seeking God's kingdom rather than worrying about what was going on in this temporary life. Word of Jesus' unusual teachings got around, and one day a man comes to Jesus and asks point blank, "What do I have to do to get this eternal life?" Jesus told him he needed to obey the commandments. "Don't murder anyone, don't cheat on your wife, don't lie or cheat or steal. Honor your parents." This must have made the man pretty happy, because he tells Jesus he's been following all those laws since he was young. He must have thought he had it made. But what Jesus told him next stunned him. Jesus said he would have to give away everything he owned and follow Jesus. Follow a man who had no permanent home, who had no regular income, who depended on the generosity of others for food, clothing, shelter. This would be a daunting prospect for anyone, but especially for this man. The text says he went away grieving, too shocked to even ask any more questions. It seems he was so appalled at the thought of giving away all his wealth that he just gave up on the idea of eternal life. Jesus then made a statement that shocked his disciples. He said it was more difficult for a rich person to get into heaven than a poor one. This was shocking because it was commonly accepted that being wealthy was a sign of God's blessing. So everybody knew rich people must be God's favorites and would surely be in his kingdom. If what Jesus was saying was true, then who could get into the kingdom of heaven? Jesus went on to explain that everything is possible for God, and that anything someone gives up for the love of God will be returned to them in blessing in both this life and in eternal life. He was trying to help them understand that a place in God's kingdom isn't something earned by doing certain things or not doing others. Eternal life is a blessing received from a loving God. And he reminded them that things are different in God's kingdom. Power, success, prestige on earth don't translate to God's kingdom. The last will be first. It may seem like this was kind of a harsh awakening for that man, maybe asking a bit much to think he would give away everything to follow a traveling preacher around. Maybe he had responsibilities. Maybe he worked hard for all his possessions. Jesus was kind of hard on the man, wasn't he? But there's one little detail in the story that puts it in a different light. Just before Jesus told the man to give away all that he had and follow him, the text says, Jesus, looking at him, loved him. Jesus looked at that man who was seeking eternal life in the wrong places and saw him. He saw his hopes and dreams, his fears and doubts, his ambitions and drive. He saw the whole man, and he loved him. Loved him enough to have compassion on him, to want the best for him, to be willing to shake him up so that he might see the truth. That tiny little moment is so powerful, because when Jesus looks at any of us, he sees the whole person, all of our strengths and all of our weaknesses, all the good and the bad in us, and he loves us. We need to cling to that, to know that whatever he tells us, whatever he asks of us or sends our way, it is not just for good, but for the very best, because he loves us. Lord Jesus, our beloved teacher and Savior, thank you for seeing all that we are and for loving us. Amen.